Hello and welcome everyone to the Refined by Fire podcast. I'm your host, Tiffany, and I am excited for this episode. I think it is going to be quite a powerful one, and I hope you guys will really be able to sink in, dig in, and have this just nourish your soul and just have this pour into you. So if you're ready, let's go. Again, hello you guys. My name is Tiffany, the host, and I am excited again for this episode. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the power of your voice. And it's not just about what you say or anything like that, but it can be, yeah, what you say, but also how you say it. What is your heart behind what you're saying? It is very powerful what you say. If you didn't know that, it is. Your words, they can pour into people or they can take away from people. You got to be able to make that discernment and know what to say, even though we're so tempted to truly say so many things that can, that'll boost us up, but it'll take away from other people. So I'm going to share a few things that I wrote up for this episode and just took, and I have some scripture here that we're gonna actually start out with, to just start us off and keep in our minds for the rest of the episode. So if you're ready, open up your Bibles or just have this in remembrance, of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21, and that is the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. Now, if you are someone who, hey, this has been me. If you are someone that likes to gossip, likes to talk about other people, likes to, if you live in a small town, trust me, there is that town gossip, as I myself do. So, I mean, I used to succumb too, and sometimes I do, and I do my best now to not do that anymore. I don't want to do that anymore. Being very conscious about what you say and how you say it can really, really change a life, and it can impact someone a lot. And now I'm not just talking about bullying, right? I'm not just talking about bad about somebody. We're going to dig in to how we speak, and it's quite profound, and we're gonna dig into it even more of like how even songs we listen to, it can speak things over our life that we don't want spoken over our life. So when we say something to somebody, like it says, the tongue, what you say, the tongue can bring death or life. What do you want to give to someone? Do you want to pour life into them? Or do you want to pour life into somebody, pour good into someone, and just pray for them and just give them like all the goods, right? The goods and love and everything of God, right? Show them that. Are we going to speak negatively about that person? Are we going to be like, well, how do they afford that? Oh, they're doing that again? Oh, they're with them again? Oh, well, The things, it is ridiculous. It is crazy how we can start saying things about people that we didn't realize that we were saying or how we were saying it. So if I may, I want to go deeper in this. And if you will, again, open up your Bibles or just listen and take note to James chapter 3, and we're going to read from verse 5 to verse 8. And that is, in the same way, the tongue is a small thing that makes grand speeches, but a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire. And among all the parts of the body, the tongue is a flame of fire. It is a whole world of wickedness, corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire, for it is set on fire by hell itself. I'm so sorry. People can tame all kinds of animals, birds and reptiles and fish, but no one can tame the tongue. It is restless and evil, full of deadly poison. So, honestly, we have to be careful. You can read the whole thing. That was just a part that was kind of pointed out when I was researching this. But James, chapter 3, verses 1 to 12, it talks about controlling the tongue. And we have to control the tongue. And I know sometimes that's really hard because we can speak without thinking. And we can be like, oh, did I know about this person? I'm like, oh, is he out? Whoop, why did I say that? What's happening? I'm sorry. Huh? I can, and it's really hard. I've done that before where I've just gotten mad at someone. Recently, I know I got mad at someone for the most ridiculous reason. But I chose in that moment, and I'm not trying to brag myself up, but it's just an example. I got so mad at this person for the most ridiculous reason. And I just said nothing. I'm like, nope, I'm not going to talk. We're not going to say anything, because when we're angry, that's one gateway we can put so many bad things into. And that's one gateway where we can let so much in that we should not let in. So control your tongue. And the way we can is by self-discipline and also asking the Holy Spirit for help. We have to ask for help because we can't do this on our own. If you think you can do this on your own, how you can't, you really can't, you can't do this on your own. And I'm not saying that to be negative, I'm literally saying that to speak truth. You can't say that, you can't do it on your own. We need God for everything. We need God in every which way it is, we need him. So ask him for help to control your tongue and what you say, and think about it before you say it. And you know, in this moment, say somebody going off of that, right? Say somebody were to speak badly about you or speak badly about your friend or family member. I've had that happen. You want to tell them off. You want to tell them, why are you saying these bad things? So why? Somebody of like, why are you saying these bad things? What is your point? What are you doing? Why? But then also you can turn to that and be like, oh yeah, that person, yeah, they're a jerk. They're terrible. How dare they? They don't deserve so many things. I'm sorry. None of us deserve a single thing. It's one thing. Keep in mind. And then we can think about how, oh, look how they're dressed today. Oh, look at their hair today. They attempted makeup. Wow, it looks bad. Or whatever. Like, they're trying. They're trying. So what we need to think about, and I also am trying my best to keep this atop of my mind, whenever you want to speak bad onto someone, even if it's like they spilt your drink by accident, say they bumped into you and your drink like fell on the floor, if they don't apologize to you, say, oh, excuse me, or oh, be careful. Yes, you can speak up. Yes, you can say, oh, careful, watch where you're going. You can say it in the most polite way. You don't have to be like, geez, you know, like, say it in the most calming way where it's pouring into them, because maybe they're having a bad day. Maybe they're focused and nervous about something else. Maybe they're so excited and they're focused on the thing they're excited about. Maybe they're in a bad mood. Do something to pour into them. Be like, hey, are you okay? I'm, you know, excuse me. Da-da-da. That could be a way for you to pour into them. Because maybe they're like, oh, I'm sorry. I've just been having a bad day. I have something on my mind. You say, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Can I pray for you? I know that sometimes that can be such a hard thing to do because I know there are times where I'm comfortable praying with someone. Sometimes it's hard to pray for someone I don't know. But also, you could just ask God for help and ask Him to maybe use you today, use you in a way, that you've never have before to step out. And get in that uncomfortableness, because uncomfortable, when you're uncomfortable, that's when you grow and you mature and all those things happen. So, I want to also speak this scripture over this moment where something that you have to keep in mind, just in everything that I just talked about, right? When you have that moment of someone ran into you, someone maybe did an unkind thing on the road, wherever you are, said something. And another thing is, I work at a hardware store. So sometimes I get the thing of, I want a guy's help. You're a girl. They don't even say that in particular. They just say, oh, is there a guy around? Oh, you don't get it. Is there a guy available? Where's that one guy? You know what's really funny? Well, I guess, I don't know. If we don't include my manager and the assistant manager, who's also my dad, we have only two. Well, no, I'm lying. Sorry, one of them was out for a while. We have actually three guys. And. Oh, four girls. So we're slightly outweighed with girls. So more than likely, you're gonna see a girl or a woman working at the hardware store. And luckily, I've actually, no, blessed, in a blessed way, I have been working there for 4 years, going on five. Pretty cool. So I've actually been able to get that. In a way, reputation of I can help you. I do know what I'm talking about, but there are a lot of things I don't know either. But that's when I also have to take that and be like, don't get so offended. It's okay. That's when you kind of use what I'm about to say and then use the let them theory as well. They don't want your help. Okay, don't, then okay. They don't get to have your help then. And if you don't know what you're talking about, that's okay. Then let the other person help them. If you hold on to that baggage, you're gonna pour negativity into the world rather than positivity. Pour out positivity. Pour into that person. Pour into that situation. So the verse I have for this, it's the golden rule. And if I'm honest, I didn't even know this was in the Bible. I've heard this in school. It's insane, but it is. Matthew 7, verse 12. Do unto others whatever you would like them to do to you. This is the essence of all that is taught in the law and the prophets. Do unto others as you would like done unto you. Matthew 7, verse 12. That is in the Bible. It's not just a school rule. I think that is so powerful. And it's crazy. Like, I never knew that until, like, I got older and read the Bible. And now it's funny because, like, right now, as I'm recording this is sinking in. This is in the Bible. But, it was taught in school. It's so crazy. If you open your eyes, you see so many things. It's crazy. And then another thing with what we say. I used to say a lot. I used to say, oh my, like, for example, I have a coffee beside me. I really, really like this coffee. It is a mocha. And can hear it for my audio listeners. And I used to say, oh my gosh, this coffee is everything. Do you know what I said? I'll say it one more time. Oh my gosh, this coffee is everything. Please tell me you know what I just said while I take a drink. If you don't, let me point it out. I said that coffee was everything. It's very good. Love the coffee. It'll keep you up at night 100%. That happened to me. It was crazy. But oh my goodness. It's not everything. Jesus is everything. Some people might be groaning right now and be like, oh my gosh, this lady. My guy. My girl. It's serious. Like I said in the beginning, Proverbs 18:21, the tongue holds power of death or life. It holds both. When you say something is everything, it's like putting it to me, how I see it, you're putting it above Jesus. You're putting it above God. It's everything. Oh, okay. Jesus died for you, but like, okay. And I'm not trying to make this sound negative, but you gotta look at it through everything. When you start to put, it sounds like you're making it an idol. Jesus is everything. Jesus went to that cross and he was nailed to that cross. He died on the cross for you and me, and all our sins are up there and died with him. Our old life is up there and it died with him. Have you ever said a curse word? Some of you saying may respond with a curse word. Saying, oh, heck yeah, but something else, or fudge, yeah, but something else. That's what I say now. Not trying to put myself above anybody, but just saying, know that that distances you. That distances you from God when you say those things. And this is the reason why I say it and why I. So, okay. So the reason I say that is because it is literally right in the Word of God, right? Okay, so this is where I want to bring to this. So it's where Peter denies Jesus, and we are in Matthew, let's see, chapter 26, and where I am, it starts in verse 69. And it just shows how what Jesus said, you're gonna deny me three times. And he did. And Peter denied and denied and denied Jesus right before Jesus was gonna go on the cross, when before they, it was the trial, with Pilate and with Barabbas. And it's like, okay, who do you want, Jesus or Barabbas? It was before that. And how this hurts my heart. In verse 74, I'm reading the NLT version. It says, Peter swore, a curse on me if I'm lying. I don't know that man. And immediately the rooster crowed. Because Jesus said, you will deny me three times before the rooster crows. Peter swore. He did that to distance himself from Jesus. I can tell you, literally, for me, when I think about that, and as I'm explaining this to you, how deep your words mean. How deep you have to be careful about what you say and how you say it and what your heart is. Where's your heart when you're saying these things? If you're in a place of hurt, when you're saying something and you're just stuck in that, you're stuck in that. And it's like, don't speak from a place of anguish and wanting to lash out on someone. Instead, speak from a place of, I need help. I need to talk to somebody. if you're hurt, or even if you are in like the grandest mood, like keep in that. And don't, because you're in a really, really good mood or in a really good place in life, don't bring someone else down because they're below you. Or be careful what you say because that can knock you down. Like it says in the word, the tongue is like a flame. The tongue is a flame, and it can literally put you to fire. Be careful about what you say. If that doesn't have weight to it, I don't know what does, honestly. And then another thing would be music. I think I said this before earlier in the podcast, how music is another way where your voice and what you say can like collide, and you can say things and make promises and things of like that you didn't even realize, right? So some of you guys are probably gonna be like, really? This song? Seriously? Seriously. Sorry. Seriously. I don't know. I knock my microphone. I don't know if that booms anywhere, so I apologize on that. Learning. But the song I picked, because I listened to it and I'm like, ooh, I feel a little uneasy. And that is the song Cinderella by the Cheetah Girls. And that is a Disney. It's a Disney group. So in that song, if you've never heard it, that was back in my day. I'm a millennial. Back in the early 2000s, there was this movie and book too. But this movie called The Cheetah Girls, and then they did like three different movies. Loved them. I used to sing this song I'm about to mention like how many times. It is let's see. I don't want to be like Cinderella, sitting in a cold, dark, dusty cellar, waiting for somebody to come and set me free. I don't want a handsome prince to come and save me and for him to get all of the glory. It goes something along that, and you guys have to look it up, but it's something along those lines where it's like a handsome prince necessarily is basically what it is talking about, okay, a Cinderella princess. It's basically like girl power. I'm about girl power, sure. But to me, talking about like a prince and him getting all the glory and not you, Cinderella girl. To me, the to me, I'm like, ooh, we don't get the glory. I don't want it. Give it to Jesus because he deserves it. I don't deserve that. I really don't because I screw up every day. I don't deserve. I'm gonna point to him. You look at me. I'm gonna give it to. Go to Jesus. Give it to Jesus because he deserves it. Give the glory to the Father. Do not give it to me. Give it to Jesus. Give it to our Father. Praise the Holy Spirit. In that way, when my point is, you can say things that you're not even realize you're saying. And there are worse songs, obviously, than that. There are songs that specifically that are like atheist songs, literally praising the enemy. Why? I don't know. I don't judge the people that do it. It's just, if they don't know God and everything, we can't judge them, right? We can't judge them in general, but it's like we have to pray for them. But in this way, there are so many other songs where it's hidden in there, and you can make different, like, oh, I don't know the word, but you can make so many deals, and you can make so many, like, things of bondage, and you can. Like, bond yourself and promises of these things that you shouldn't, but you don't know. You're unaware because you're singing the song and it flows together and it just sounds good. Be careful what you sing. My point of the Cinderella song was because it sounded Like they're tr you're making that sound. You're saying, "Oh, I got this. I got it." To me, it's like, "Oh, okay." Because a handsome prince to come and save me. It's like if it's talking about, because you can go in a couple different ways. Talking about like a man and things like that, like lean on Jesus, because he's all that we need. He's all that we need. His grace is sufficient enough. His power is great in weakness. So lean on him. And that's why it's just be careful about what you're saying. When I started to, oh, I'm like, yeah, I'm jamming, because I was listening recently watching Cheetah Girls too, and like, oh yeah, that popped in my head. And I was listening to like old like 2000s tracks on my phone, and I was like, oh, that don't feel right to sing. So I don't know, but pay attention more when you're listening to secular songs. So it's like any music that's not, worship or gospel, anything praising Jesus. Or anything worship, be aware of what you're singing. What are you singing? What promises or anything that you're, what are you putting on yourself? Be aware. And now I do have some points I do want to make to you guys, before I end this episode. Okay, so these are four different things that you can do to pour into people, no matter the situation. Use these to pour in to somebody. Number one, compliment them. It could be their outfit, it could be their hair, it could be their facial features, it could be how maybe they did something, or maybe you heard them compliment someone else. Hey, I heard that you just kind of that you gave someone a compliment. I love to hear that from you. That is awesome. Or good job. Or hey, good job on that project. Good job on this or that. Oh, hey, I really like your car. Oh, hey, I like this or that. Compliment them in some way. It doesn't always have to be about they how they look. It could be about what they said. It could be about what they did. Compliment them about just something today. Compliment them. It could also be, and then also another way is to speak scripture over them. And this could be done in a few different ways. If you want to send, the Bible app has a verse of the day, and they usually have like a really nice like image to put on to put with it. You can send them the image, you can send them the scripture, you could maybe write them a card saying how much you appreciate them and attach a scripture to that, write that in there. Or you could get them a gift that has scripture on it. There's so many ways you could do it. Or even, hey, you could pray over them if they will let you. Another way is helping them, serving. Maybe that's at church. Maybe you will help them move. You can help them move. Maybe you can help them just talk to them. And then maybe pour into them, telling them, like, hey, this is my advice. This is what I would do. Encourage them. Encourage them and let them know, like, hey, maybe that's not the right decision, but try this. But you're doing really good. Encourage them in some way, like, help them in some way by encouraging, serving, helping them, serve in whatever way in their life. Help them. That can pour into someone so much. And the final way that I have listed is think before you talk. Think before you speak. That can be hard, I understand. And it sounds so simple, I know, but we don't. We don't. But no, it's like we don't always think before we say something. And I know is we can just say it right off the cuff. Sometimes that can be like, oh, hey, that's cool, that happened. No, literally stop and think. Stop and think. What's going on? What's happening? What's going on? So it's crazy, I know. Stop, think before you speak, I know. But here, keep this in mind. James chapter 1 verse 19. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak and slow to get angry. Well, here's one right after that. Verse 20, human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. It's not a sin to get angry, but it's what you do with that anger that can produce a sin. So, when we're angry, take a moment with God and just be like, God, right now I'm just angry. Please help me, Father, to just breathe. I give you all these things I'm harboring. I hand them to you. And I just ask you, Father, to help me to understand. Help me, Father, to let this go. And help me to see this with clear eyes through you. Help me to see this situation that I'm so angry at through your eyes. I can tell you, there is a certain situation that pops up that I wish I did that in. It's a personal family thing that it happened in that pops up. And I wish I would have done that. Instead, I cried and I was angry. And I do my best not to be angry at this person. But I was so angry. I'm like, why did they say that? Why did they do that? God, why? And I was in tears, but I was praying and praying for my family member that was so affected by this. I mean, we were all affected, but there was one in specific that was affected. And oh my gosh, like it was hard. But with the grace of God, it had to happen actually so many times that something happened. And I pray that that was for the good for both sides, right? It's a whole thing. And I don't want to get into too much because that's a family thing. And I'm sure we all have that. But I think doing that would have released me so much from when you hang on to anger that, it can bring so much bondage to yourself. When you let it go, you're done. The bondage, the chains are broken. Like, let it go. Be free on your side. Let it go. If the other one person wants to still be angry, or if you're angry because they broke up with you, but now they're with someone else, let it go. I know it's hard. I get it. I know. But you gotta let it go for yourself. Let it go. Have peace. Because the action isn't all on God's side. We have responsibilities too. And also with our voice, know that. Yes, with what we say, it holds so much, and we have to take accountability for our actions. It's not just because, because we're so angry or because of this or that, and we put negativity in the world, we have to be able to be like, hey, you did that. It's not good. So now we kind of have to own up to what we just did. We don't just get scot-free because we're a child of God. Like, God will correct us. He will correct us, but it's the most loving correction. I talked about this in the last episode. He has the most loving correction. So know that. So, do you now know the power of your voice? And the power it can hold and wield? Be aware of everything. Be aware of all of it. Go to God for help and direction. The Holy Spirit will direct you. God is good. I hope you guys were able to really get something out of this episode and to be able to dig in to understand and everything. I really pray. I pray this will be able to really touch someone's heart and soul and guide you ever closer to God. And to go to him for that help, go to him for that guidance. I do this so I can honor him and just talk about him so much more. Because I love to. I love to talk about Jesus because he's so good and he's so great. And I talk to him throughout the day. I'm not trying to boost myself up here. I'm just kind of saying I love Jesus so much, and that's why I started this podcast. And He's so good. He's guiding me in new directions, and it's really, really cool. God is so good. But God bless you guys, and I hope you have a really, really good day, and I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. God bless you.